Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts legislative leaders are refusing to rule out tax increases as they begin a new session today. Lawmakers face uncertainty about federal funding for health care, transportation, education, and other core state programs. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the opening of the new session.
Friends and families of veteran and newly elected lawmakers packed the House and Senate chambers today for the pomp and circumstance of a new session. House Speaker Robert DeLeo balanced optimism with caution about what he called the serious responsibilities that lie ahead.
They involve dealing with fiscal problems throughout our state government and our transportation system, protecting existing jobs and creating new ones, and healing in the wake of tragic events in neighboring states.
The speaker's reference to the shootings in Newtown drew a standing ovation as he announced the creation of an expert panel that will look specifically at, quote, the dangerous intersection of guns and mental illness in schools and throughout society. Senate President Therese Murray says that she, the speaker, and Governor Deval Patrick have already met to discuss legislation in response to Newtown, but Murray warned against any association between gun violence and mental illness.
I'm not ready to demonize the mentally ill. There are people who are not mentally ill that shoot people.
Murray says the focus of gun control legislation should be on limiting access to assault weapons that the average citizen doesn't need and on gun trafficking.
We know where the illegal guns come from. We need to stop them from coming in so that the urban centers don't have, continue to have the violence with the young street gangs. But more importantly, we have to look at what kind of weapons are acceptable in a society that cares about each other.
Murray says the Senate will focus on closing loopholes in the state's welfare program. Both Murray and DeLeo say they will freeze unemployment insurance rates so that any scheduled increase does not take place. Reviving a sluggish state economy while coming up with more state revenue may be one of the most difficult acts for the new legislature. Speaker DeLeo ruled out any tax increase last year, but that's not the case now, as DeLeo looks at the MBTA's budget and a backlog of road, bridge, and tunnel repairs.
We've got some issues surrounding the transportation issue, and until we're able to find a fiscal solution to that, I'd have to say that everything and anything is on the table.
Senate President Murray says it's too early to say what, if any, tax increase Senate Democrats would support, especially given lingering questions about what Congress may do to reduce the federal deficit.
They kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit. I'm glad that they took a vote finally, but it was a disgraceful, disgraceful display.
Murray and DeLeo are also waiting to see what Governor Patrick proposes in his State of the State in 2 weeks. But many State House observers expect debate on a gas or income tax increase. Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr says Republicans are ready with a package that will promote economic growth, not more taxes.
An economic recovery isn't facilitated by increasing taxes on anyone.
Still, many social service groups, unions, and municipal leaders say they can't sustain another year of state budget cuts. This may be the year when figuring out how to balance the state budget is the state's most pressing issue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger at the State House.